Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting third. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Nyman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Nyman. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting third. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting 7th. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting 8th. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Catfish Hunter. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bradford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campaneris for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards second. Alomar scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jackson. Berry reaches second base with a double. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Hershberger steals second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hershberger moves to third. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Nyman. Hershberger scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kubiak now playing shortstop. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jackson. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter strikes out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jackson. Bradford reaches second base with a double. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bradford moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bradford scores. Ward moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hunter. Ward scores. Melton goes all the way around to score. Berry moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak misplays the ball. That's an error on Kubiak. Berry scores. Alomar moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNerney hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-1 in the game. Nyman strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground that hits Bando. Bando is out and Hershberger is safe at first. There goes Bando trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Hershberger moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. Green moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May is called out on strikes. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball towards right. Bradford settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bradford. Hunter moves to second. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunter moves to third. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Kubiak moves to second. Bob Locker now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Hunter scores. Kubiak moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNurtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNurtney is 0 for 2 in the game. McNurtney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing shortstop. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hershberger strikes out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duncan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jokio pinch hits for Catfish Hunter. Jokio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops it up and throws to first, with Locker covering, for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kubiak for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hansen. Jackson moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 3 in the game. Cater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first, with Segui covering, for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Woody Held now playing left field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNurtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNurtney is 0-for-3 in the game. McNurtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson pinch hits for Dave Duncan. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Lewis pinch runs for John Donaldson. Rick Monday pinch hits for Joe Rudy. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday bunts in front of the plate. McNurtney fields it and throws to first for the out. Lewis moves to second. One out. Jim Pagliarani pinch hits for Diego Seghi. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lewis scores. It's White Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Blue Moon Odom pinch runs for Jim Pagliarani. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Odom moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Odom moves to third. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-4 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Odom scores. Jackson moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.